Harper Audio presents Death Echo by Elizabeth Lowell, performed by Beth McDonald. Copyright 2010 by Two of a Kind, Inc. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers. Prologue. Day 1. Manhattan. 9 a.m. You must believe me. St. Kilda Consulting is our best hope. Ambassador James Steele pinched the bridge of his nose and wished he had never met the woman who now sat opposite his desk. Alara, I'm no longer called that. Steele blew out a hard breath and wheeled his chair back from his desk. Very few people on Earth could make him uncomfortable. The woman no longer called Alara was one of them, and one of the most dangerous. Just as I no longer work for the government, Steele said. We established that years ago. Alara smiled almost sadly. Her silver hair gleamed, hair that once had been as black as her eyes. In the shadow world, St. Kilda Consulting has made quite a reputation for itself. Trust is rare in any world, even more so in the shadows. You're asking him to break that trust, Emma Cross said, speaking up for the first time in 15 minutes. Steele and Alara turned sharply toward Emma, telling her what she'd already guessed. They had forgotten she was there. All emotion faded from Alara's expression.